Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
We really still haven't named a Tuesday yet, have we?
Well, it's called Tuesday.
Well, okay, sure. Well, yes, there is that bit in there. But, you know, like, we're coming up with an alternative, like Tingly Tuesday.
No, not Tingly.
You know, where something needs some ointment, possibly?
No, not a Tingly Tuesday.
Not down with that? No. What about, I was thinking Teeth Out Tuesday could be a thing.
Okay.
That's where you smile a lot. And especially given that, you know, All Saints Dental Group are already on board, you know, with Fuel Watch, that could be an expanded role for them on a Teeth Out Tuesday.
When you say Teeth Out, I just think of people popping their falsies out.
Well, see, that works well with All Saints Dental Group. You know what I'm saying? They could find an angle in there.
Okay.
Tongue Twister Tuesday?
Sure.
We could work that in.
Yeah.
We've already got the riddle. 10 terrified terrestrials tangled with toothy tentacles. That's one I put together. That's totally original, that one.
Awesome.
You can email in if you want me to send you a transcript. No. What about Take a Chance Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
We could help people, maybe if they want to ask for a raise or if they want to ask somebody out.
Yeah.
Take a chance. You know, yep. You could get on board.
Yep, take a chance on me.
Yeah, yeah.
We could just play that.
Or we could just go with... like Turn Up Tuesday and just lower Tuesday. Expectations.
I think that's more acceptable because yeah. That's what you do on a Tuesday. You just turn up.
Okay. Oh, well,
and you wait for Wednesday.
All right, done. We'll go with that.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, as National Science Week rolls on, there are activities all round. There's a homeschooling event in Keysbrook today. Success Public Library has workshops. You can build a Mars rover tomorrow, I think it is, at Mary Davies Library. And there's also space exploration that you can explore at the Mandurah Community Museum.
So, wonderful. Get involved with Science Week.
I didn't mention it, but hats off to the Mandurah Magic women whose finals run came to an end on the weekend.
Yeah.
It was a 1-point loss to Rockingham. So close, but well done to Rockingham. Also saluting the Flames guys who went down to Perry Lakes. But yeah, that leaves the Rockingham Flames women as the only locals on the run towards the SBL title.
Awesome.
So,
good luck, gals.
They play away on Friday, but are back home in a fortnight.
Awesome.
And today, Nikki, is Left-Handers Day.
Hey.
So finally, my chance to shine. That's
hey,
right.
You're a left-hander.
Correct. Shout out to all my sinistral crew, which is typical, really. Sinistral is the medical definition of left-hander, right?
Wow.
It sounds like sinister and comes from the same word meaning unlucky.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
We're like black cats.
Yeah.
So scissors, can openers, peelers, not made for us. That's why we're unlucky. And don't even get me started talking about like school issue hockey sticks and golf clubs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hockey sticks. Oh, yeah, I suppose they would be. One side's flat.
Just
there you
a
go.
World of awkward. And that's my explanation, okay? That's why. I'm going with that being the reason.
Okay.
It may be more to it. Being uncoordinated may have something to do with it, but anyway.
Blame it on that. That's fine.
Okay, cool. Apparently, Nikki, if you want seagulls to leave your food alone... stare them down.
Wow, okay.
According to research from the University of Exeter in the UK, with a human staring at them, herring gulls took 21 seconds longer to approach a bag of chips.
Oh, so they still approach it anyway.
Than when left unobserved. Check these stats out. The researchers tried to test 74 gulls.
Mm-hmm.
Most flew away or wouldn't go anywhere near them. 27 approached the food and then 19 of them completed the tests.
Right.
So this is out of 19 gulls. Most of those that did approach took longer when they were being watched. Some didn't even touch the food at all.
Apparently. Right.
So, yeah, you're right. It's not foolproof by any
stretch. But you have an extra 20 seconds to protect your food.
And look, you are probably also going to look slightly insane as you attempt to stare down an entire flock of birds. But I don't know. Good chips sometimes can be worth it.
Yeah, try it.
That's right.
Let us know how you go.
We just need to find some seagulls. Where will we find seagulls?
Oh, I wonder. 97.3
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With your Hollywood hostess, Nikki Parkinson.
The Lion King remake has just become the highest grossing animated film of all time.
Wow.
With a worldwide box office of $1.9 billion.
Wow.
The previous record was held by Frozen at $1.7 billion. Now, the actor who co-starred with Katy Perry in her Teenage Dream music video has accused her of sexual harassment.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, on Instagram, Josh Kloss alleged that at a birthday party, Perry pulled his pants and underwear down and exposed his naughty bits. And he said in this post, "Can you imagine how pathetic and embarrassed I felt?" He also accused Katy of being cold as ice when people were around and said she called the act of kissing him gross.
Sounds a bit mean.
Very mean. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but hey, this is what he's coming out with. Now, a trailer has dropped for their much-anticipated new series, The Morning Show. It's been described as a pulling back of the curtain of morning TV, starring Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell.
Good morning. I'm bringing you some sad and upsetting news. First and foremost, I am a journalist.
Guess what? America loves me.
Don't you ever question my integrity in my own house again.
I have to fight back.
I'm taking my way. To trust that the person that is telling them the truth about the world is an honest person.
Interesting.
A lot going on there.
There is, sure.
And it confuses me because Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, they're all funny people.
Especially Steve Carell, but...
It doesn't seem like a funny movie.
Not
anyway.
From that, no.
We'll see what happens. The show premieres sometime in the next few months on Apple TV.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift has accepted the first ever Icon Award at the 2019 Teen Choice Awards on Sunday night. She also revealed some news about her album Lover while accepting the win.
The album comes out on August 23rd, but I wanted to tell you guys tonight that on the 16th, on Friday, I have a new song called Lover that's coming out, and I'm so excited.
There you go.
Hey, there you go. That's the song, apparently, that gives hints that she might already be engaged.
Oh.
So look out for that on Friday.
Nothing like her to be giving hints in her music.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.